You're listening to the Marketing Spot Blogcast, the internet show about small business marketing with your host, Jay Arrett. Power to the small business.
Hello and welcome to episode number 16 of Power to the Small Business, the internet show all about small business marketing. My name is Jay Arrett. My company is The Marketing Spot, small business marketing firm located halfway between Dallas and Austin in Waco, Texas. I also author the Marketing Spot blog, which can be found at themarketingspot.blogspot.com. You may be listening to this podcast on the blog. You can also find all the episodes at themarketingspot.podomatic.com. You can subscribe to us in iTunes by going to the blog and clicking on the subscribe in iTunes link. You know, when I recorded the previous episode of Power to the Small Business, the big show as we like to call it, with Holly Coleman on the coming mobile revolution, I wasn't intending to do a companion piece. However, I went out to San Francisco at the end of July and stopped by the SMX Local and Mobile Conference and managed to snag an interview with Michael Dowd of Outrider. And so this does kind of turn out to be part two of a mobile series of podcasts. And I've decided I'm going to plan a part three, but that won't come until about late September, early October, I'd say. I already have a guest lined up. Whereas in our previous episode, we talked about mobile websites and the .mobi domains, in this episode, we're going to focus on mobile search. There are two sides to this podcast. First, for the business owner with a website. I'm assuming that's most of you listening, or at least you have a website. You'll need to listen to this interview with Michael Dowd. For those marketers engaging in search marketing or thinking of doing some pay-per-click campaigns, this is a good episode for you also. Probably the most fascinating thing I found out is, did you know that mobile search is different than standard search? This is not your father's search. Mobile search is different and you need to be prepared. Our guest today is Michael Dowd. He is the technology manager, mobile search practice leader for Outrider. You can see their website at outrider.com. That's O-U-T-R-I-D-E-R.com. And we'll get to that interview in just a moment. But first, wanted to draw your attention to the Marketing Spot blog. July was a big month for us. The most posts ever for one month on the blog, including an eight-part series called Build Your Marketing Plan with worksheet downloads and slidecasts. You may want to check that out. We also had a guest post from Eric Brown of Urbane Apartments on guerrilla marketing tactics. And he shared the story of how he helped package and brand a hip apartment community in Michigan with some innovative low-cost marketing solutions. Check that out. Remember that Eric was a guest on episode number 13 of the podcast, How to Build a Community. Also, if you're in Texas in August and in September, I'm teaming up with the Houston Small Business Development Center for a seminar and workshop on August 14th. I will present Fearless Marketing. Add some personality and punch to your marketing and your brand. And then on September 24th, I'll be back for my full-day DIY Marketing for Small Businesses workshop, during which we'll complete the marketing circle of life and build a business plan for your small business. For more information, I have links posted on the blog, or you can call the Houston Small Business Development Center at area code 713-752-8488. Now on with the interview with Michael Dowd of Outrider and some important eye-opening information on mobile search. Stick around after the interview and I'll share a couple of thoughts with you. And I'm at the SMX Local and Mobile Expo in San Francisco. We're talking with Michael Dowd. He is with Outrider. Michael, welcome to the show, and just tell me a little bit about your background and what you do for Outrider.
Oh, thank you very much. I am the manager of technology for Outrider, and I am also our mobile search practice lead. I and one other guy are heading up Outrider's new initiative to try and get our clients into the mobile space.
This whole concept of there being a mobile space out there, what is that? I mean, is the internet, the mobile space, how does this all tie together?
In terms of advertising, there are two different worlds. The mobile space in terms of paid search can include both on-deck services, which would be some phones come with downloaded applications or portals. I guess similar to what you would remember from AOL back in the day, the walled garden type thing. And you can buy advertising on there in both a search capacity and display ads, like just like you would online. And also, you can use your internet browser on your mobile phone to go to Google and Yahoo, just like you would. And though your ads may show up on mobile search or your website, there's a different database of ads that are served when you search from a mobile browser. So it's a slightly different experience.
So just because I'm showing up well in Google or Yahoo does not necessarily mean that I would show up as well in a mobile search as I would from like a desktop search.
Sure, absolutely. And I guess it's a key distinction to say that there's the organic search listings, the ones that will just show up because your page is well optimized, and the paid search listings, the one you have to pay to be there. And the way right now that most of the search engines are set up in the mobile space is that you have your paid listings, your mobile paid listings, then your mobile organic listings, then they'll also show in some non-mobile optimized pages. So pages that aren't specifically a mobile site, but are relevant to your search, and those are the ones you would really expect to see if you were searching from a PC. But they're giving less priority than the mobile optimized sites.
So what I hear you saying is that maybe to show up better, at least in the organic mobile searches, is your website should be optimized for mobile?
Absolutely, yes. And there's a little bit of debate in the industry about how mobile search engines are set up right now. A couple of the big players are being a little bit accused of just taking their traditional search engine and porting it over to a mobile platform. And in that way, people aren't getting the best experience possible on a mobile device because they're not preferentially giving you the sites that will be best on a mobile device. Whereas some of the search engines that have been specifically designed to be in the mobile space took that in mind and are really optimizing. They won't even let you appear unless you have a mobile optimized site.
Wow. Okay, so now we can also, though, do pay-per-click or do search ad campaigns on mobile search also? How does that work?
That works just like it would in traditional search. So it's an auction model on most of the sites. Right now, it's actually a fantastic time to get in on that. I guess a good way of looking at it is if Google went back and reset their entire log right now, wouldn't you jump right in? I mean, so there are very few people in the space. You are pretty much guaranteed a good spot in the listings. Even though right now most of the search engines only have two or three paid ads per page as opposed to the 10 you're used to online, it's still a very wide open space, and it's cheaper than your traditional search. So low competition, low cost, you can get in early, get your quality score up, and really do all the things you wish you could do 10 years ago with regular search.
I guess the question, though, is, it's wide open right now, but how much are people using mobile search right now as opposed to traditional search?
Not nearly as much. I think it's in the tens of millions of unique users searching per month, which sounds like a lot, but compared to regular search, it's not. And I think the key is that you need to go into it with your expectations tempered a bit. You're not going to get the huge volumes you're used to in paid search. You're going to have very efficient, very low cost traffic. And it's going to be something where you need to sort of say in the first couple of years, it's very possible that your manpower is going to be quite large compared to what you would in paid search. And you're not going to get quite the return on your investment. But as I was saying before, it's imperative to get in early because you can get your quality score up. There's no competition. It's an isolated market. And then once it starts to get saturated, then you've already established your position and you're in good shape.
And really, if you look at all the projections, the predictions, the models, I mean, the way mobile search or the way mobile internet access is going over the next couple of years, it's going to be huge. I mean, isn't it growing just like almost out of control?
If you're to believe a lot of projections, then yeah, it's growing out of control. I would say, again, temper your expectations a little more than some of the studies would say, because 5 years ago, the curves were exponential as well, and it turned out that they were linear. But I would say, especially, the iPhone is really popular right now. And even though it's still a vast minority of the overall market, it's something where everyone who has an iPhone uses it for its internet capabilities, right? I mean, that's its big selling point, that people can go on the internet and browse the web. And granted, that's slightly different from what your mobile experience will be on a BlackBerry or something like that, but it's ingraining in people's minds that cell phones are used for more than just calling.
And demographics come into play here also, because I guess the younger you are, the more likely you are to have these mobile devices and use them for the internet. Are targeting demographics important?
Yeah, and you can even target demographics based on carrier. So, I mean, some of the carriers are really geared towards the young crowd. I think T-Mobile probably skews a lot younger than, say, a Verizon would. That may be overrated, really, because 10 years ago, you might have said the same thing about paid search, right? And now, if you're not targeting all demographics, then you're really limiting yourself, because there's a lot of volume to be gained from even the older demographics now. I think as it becomes more mainstream, all demographics will start to dabble in it.
So I'm a small business owner, and I can see the value of local search. We've talked about it here on the podcast before. Tell me what I need to do. How do I get started?
Well, for the most part, what I'm encouraging people to do is go in a way that they're familiar already. So I would assume anyone who's going into mobile search probably already has some sort of traditional search presence, right? And Google and Yahoo are two search engines which have really accessible platforms. Anyone who wants to go to the mobile space will be really familiar with the way it's set up, and setup is minimally different between mobile search and traditional search. And once you become comfortable with that, there are a few other providers that you can get and expand. And I really do encourage right now, especially when traffic is low and prices are low, to start experimenting with different sorts of engines, because there's really little to be lost. And right now, if you were running a paid search campaign through us, we'd say, all right, let's look at your vertical. Based on that vertical, you should always run a Google and Yahoo, then maybe this niche campaign and this local search engine. Whereas right now, mobile search is pretty wide open. We don't know what's going to perform all that well per vertical. So it's a really fun chance to try and get something new that you haven't gone after before. You can try out a lot of different niche search engines and see how well you perform there. And if you don't, I mean, what's the cost? I mean, really, at this point, it's not strange to say that you may spend $10 a month on certain sites. And yeah, I mean, manpower is going to be far more than $10 a month, but it's valuable information that will help you once mobile does become big, and it will. I can't tell you when. I'm not one of the people who's going to say next year is going to be the mobile year, but within a few years, I imagine it will have something at least, you know, order of magnitude close to what paid search is today.
And when it gets here, you will have had the experience, and you'll know all the nuts and bolts, know how to do it effectively then, I would imagine.
Yep, you'll have the experience, and as I was saying before, search engine algorithms are built around quality scores, which are involved from click-through rates. And so if you've had a lot of time in an uncompetitive market, you can really build up your click-through rate, because there's no one else to go to. And also site history. Just being in the search engine for a long time, a lot of people deem that pretty valuable in terms of search engine rank. So all those things are adding up to the fact that you'll pay less in the future if you spend a little bit now.
Is Google still going to be the big dog as far as mobile search? Can you see anybody else taking the mantle away from Google?
Right now, it's a pretty dead heat between Yahoo and Google.
Really?
Yahoo has really been the innovator in coming up with new mobile search products. Their Yahoo Go product is fantastic. And I can think of so many interesting things that companies could do with building widgets and coming up with viral marketing campaigns through their Yahoo Go product. Google is still winning the straight search battle, so more people go to Google's mobile site than go to Yahoo's search product anyway. But I think right now, Yahoo is the front runner in terms of innovation in the mobile space. And I'd be curious to see how it's going to turn out, actually.
You are the first person to talk positively about Yahoo in a while. They've been getting so much bad press here lately. Well, Michael, who might mobile search be good for? What types of businesses would be good for mobile search, should be thinking about mobile search and getting ready for it?
I think just about every industry has a place in mobile search. And I've often made the claim that any company has a place in mobile search, and then someone always throws me a curveball, and I can't think of a way that a certain client could get into mobile search in any sort of realistic fashion. But the no-brainers, you have automotive, because dealer locators are big. Fast food chains are big. People on the go looking for food. I said anything that has a store locator has a place in mobile, because people are driving around looking for a specific location. And when they're driving around, they're not at their home computer, they have their mobile device, and that's the best way to search for these places. But even so, going back to the Yahoo Go application, being able to put different widgets on someone's mobile phone, I mean, that's hugely powerful. So industries that you might not think of immediately, for instance, say, look at the places you're in when you have your mobile phone. You're in malls, so anything that has a mall. You're in grocery stores, and a huge application there. Anything you can think of to apply that situation to information you might want to give them on your mobile phone. I mean, you can offer them coupons. I know there's the classic example of people walking by a Starbucks and getting a coupon. I don't know that that's necessarily going to happen anytime soon, but certainly subscriber bases. So if you want to subscribe to a store, and you can, as you're walking by a location, you could get an invitation to get a coupon to that store. I mean, it will happen down the line, but I think opt-in networks, a lot of people have recruitment efforts, and SMS text messaging goes along with mobile search pretty well. People can sign up. It's easy to make very simple sites that allow for signups. So even industries that you would never think of, like pharmaceutical, they're often recruiting people for various reasons. And, you know, mobile search and pharmaceutical, not an immediate mix, but yeah. I mean, certainly why not? It's another vehicle to get recruitment. And I think it's a very practical one right now.
You've mentioned about putting widgets on phones through this Yahoo Go application. Give me an example of a widget.
Let's look at maybe a car dealership. What sort of widget would be appropriate for that industry? Well, in addition to having a mobile website that has a find a dealer, you could actually create a widget that gives you directions to various stores. You could have little test drive applications in there, just like they do on regular sites. Really, the one thing I'm fascinated by is being able to accumulate data yourself in a widget. So you can maybe write out shopping lists, things like that, and take them with you, and be able to apply them when you're out shopping for various things. And it'll remind you, and you'll always have that company's logo right there to remind you of them as you're doing your shopping.
Yeah, if we were doing it for the car dealer, you could have, you know, features I want in a car, you know, add-ons that I want to put on my new vehicle as I'm going around shopping for vehicles, but I still have my clients or my dealership's logo right there with the user wherever he goes.
Absolutely, and that's sort of the vein that I think a lot of our suggestions are going, is not necessarily to force your product on anyone, but to give them an actually useful application that is branded with your logo, so that as they're going about their daily activities, you're there all the time because you created a useful application.
This is great information. Tell me about Outrider and what you guys do and how people might hook up with you.
Outrider is a full-service internet marketing agency. We do paid search, and that's our core. We also do SEO. We do social marketing. And lately, we've been starting to do more and more mobile search campaigns for our clients. We're going to start offering that up to all of our clients. And really, right now, I would say that pretty much every vertical has a place in the mobile market. I think people might be interested with some of the ideas we could come up with to get some of the smaller verticals into the mobile space. I think there's a lot more potential there than people are giving it credit. I think it's, again, analogous to traditional search back in the day, where I'm sure people thought it was a very tech-savvy and tech-only sort of industry. It turns out that anyone who doesn't have a mobile site is now, or a regular internet site is way behind, right? So my position here is trying to get more and more clients into the mobile space, clients that we already have, and new clients. So if you want any more information, you can find it out at www.outrider.com, O-U-T-R-I-D-E-R. And generally, we work with large clients, mostly Fortune 500.
Okay, great. Our guest has been Michael Dowd of Outrider. It's outrider.com, O-U-T-R-I-D-E-R.com. And we appreciate you joining us here today, Michael. It's good stuff.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Well, I'm going to keep on preaching until the congregation listens. There's a mobile revolution coming, folks.
The way you browse the internet will be changing over the next few years. If you're a business owner, a marketer, or you have an online store, you need to start arming yourself. My advice, go back and listen to episode 15 with Mobi enthusiast Holly Coleman. Get yourself a mobile website, and soon. I think the impact of Holly's advice is magnified in this interview with Michael Dowd. Now you know how mobile search is different than, and I can't believe I'm saying this, traditional search. If you're a marketer and you're involved in pay-per-click and search marketing, jump in now to mobile search. We are really on the forward edge of something big. Luckily, it's not here yet, but the forces are massing and they are ready to invade. Each passing month, the revolution gets closer. I'm working on my mobile site. Hopefully, I'll have it up by the next episode. Got delayed a little bit by my trip out to California, but my mobile site is coming. Is yours? I hope so. Okay, climbing down from the soapbox now. Remember to check out all of today's expanded show notes on the blog, themarketingspot.blogspot.com. I even have an iTunes subscribe link on the blog so you can make sure these episodes are downloaded as soon as we publish. We have a new episode about every 2 weeks now. And then I hope you join us next time on the internet show that's all about small business marketing. Power to the small business.
You've been listening to the Marketing Spot Blogcast with Jay Arrett, the internet show about small business marketing. Please add your comment or post your question in the comment area below. You can email Jay with comments and suggestions to jay@themarketingspot.com. For more information about our company, see our website, themarketingspot.com. Power to the small business.